Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 983 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Yukari. All right, now here's today's question from Dr. Yukari.
Hi, Pat. My name is Yukari. I started podcasting in my own language, which is Japanese, a few months ago. After I started listening to your podcast, I was really inspired. And I realized that you mentioned a couple of times that iTunes should have rating or customer review. And I tried to do that, and I try to ask my audience to do that too. By the way, in 2 months, my audience increased from 0 to 500, so I'm really excited, thanks to you. And anyway, so I tried to explain to my audience how to do the review through iTunes, and none of my audience seems to be able to do this, and I feel a little bit frustrated. What's the best way to tell my podcast audience to do the rating? And I would really appreciate it if you could mention that to podcast audience like us, or perhaps you can posting. That would be great. And I wanted to thank you and then how much I enjoy and learn from your podcasting and websites. Really way to go. You really have inspired me so many different levels, and I thank you very much.
Hey, Yukari, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it today. Getting reviews for your podcast is actually a very, very, very difficult thing to do, and it's because it's not very simple. Just so you know, I've had like 45 million downloads of the Smart Passive Income podcast and only 2,000 reviews, and so that's after multiple listens, multiple episodes, multiple asking of that, and it doesn't come easy. So don't be super frustrated when you see that you might not have that many ratings and reviews. Another thing that makes it difficult is sometimes you only see the reviews on your own country. So if you're in the Japanese market, for example, and you have the Japan iTunes open, you're only going to see reviews from Japan. You have to scroll down on your desktop version of iTunes and click on the little flag there, the Japan flag, and then select, for example, United States or other ones. Now, for yours, maybe there wouldn't be any other listeners since it's specifically that language. But perhaps there are other reviews that are out there that aren't on, showing up for you because you're just not on that particular page. You could also go to mypodcastreviews.com. That's a site that'll help collate all that for you. There is a little bit of a small fee for that, but I use it and I find it's very much worth it. That's by Daniel J. Lewis, a good guy in the podcasting space. So mypodcastreviews.com. I'm not an affiliate for that, but it is a great tool. But actually, the easiest and best way to get people to leave a review for you, two things you can do. One is just simply ask them. If anybody has ever said thank you or sent you an email or replied on a social media comment related to your podcast, like reply back and say, hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. If you can just take a moment really quick to leave a review, that would be super helpful. Letting people know why it's helpful too is also very important. It helps with your show's exposure. It helps you stay motivated to keep going, like all those kinds of things. But beyond that, I think showing people how to subscribe, I think some industries, especially when you have a genre of listeners that are maybe in the older generation, like they just don't know how to do it and it's not easy. So what you could do is actually, and I know a few people who do this, they have a blog post and or a video that will literally walk people through the process. You click on this, you click on this button, leave a review, click submit, done. And so showing people that process makes it very simple. And then lastly, if you're ever in person with somebody who you know really likes your show, have them whip out their phone and you can show them right there on the spot. And it's not, you know, I know that might sound a little bit kind of aggressive, but, you know, if they've loved your show and they don't know how to leave a review, you can show them and you're actually doing them a service because they want to help you out. So those are some methods you can use to help you get some more reviews. But honestly, the best thing to do is just ask, and not just ask everybody on your email list or everybody who's listening to your show at the same time. Asking one-on-one, a personal ask, can go a very, very long way. All right. Thank you so much, Ikari. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that is, what is the point of being on this earth if you are going to be like everyone else? That is a great point and a great question. All right, guys, thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.